The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue will be accompanied by a couple of episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which will expand on the content and provide you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. Check out nursingnoteslive.com to subscribe to all episodes of this podcast. This month's issue of Nursing Notes is the digital issue, with a focus on helpful social media tools and applications that nurses, nursing students, and nurse educators can utilize to continue their professional development. The campaign recently traveled to the Blog World and New Media Expo conference in Las Vegas and met up with key nurse bloggers like Kim McAllister of Emergeblog, Cora Vizcarra of Infusion Nurse, and Lori Shonley of Correctional Nurse. Today on Nursing Notes Live, we'll be catching up with some healthcare professionals and patients who attended the social health track at BlogWorld to give us their perspective on social media and nursing. It was wonderful to hear from so many voices, all focused on better patient outcomes. Now, among the most inspiring stories was the story of e-patient Dave. Dave's a cancer survivor. He credits his involvement with social media, with online patient forums and blogs to have a huge contribution into his survival from kidney cancer to this day. I got the chance to chat with e-patient Dave right after his keynote speech, and I got a little bit from him on his ideas about the importance of social media awareness for nurses. Hi, this is Jamie Davis at Blog World and Expo in Las Vegas, 2010, and I'm interviewing ePatient Dave here very briefly. Dave, you talked a lot about patient blogging and patient advocacy. What would you say to nurses as they educate patients about their healthcare problems, encouraging them to become more involved in the internet aspect of information about their conditions? Because so often in healthcare, we are told to not pay attention or not encourage our patients to go on the web for information.
This is just the latest version of an ongoing important skill, which is patient education. You know, when whatever the field may be, you know, sex or smoking or disease management or whatever, health professionals are in a great and trusted position. I mean, the Pew Internet Project's research shows that the public prefers and trusts the most information that comes from health professionals. They're in a great position to give guidance. So, like, when my primary says, here's a good website on this subject, that's really valuable to me. Now, the thing is, everybody knows that there's garbage on the internet, right? And so, but, and yet, it's also a vast resource. So the skill, the teachable skill, is how to find good websites and point out ones that are relevant for a particular condition.
Great, Dave. Well, thanks for sharing some of your thoughts about social media and nursing.
It's a pleasure. You know, from my own cancer case, I just have the most fabulous memories of good nurses really taking care of me. And, you know, there's so much of healing that depends on that experience of being taken care of. It's a great profession.
Thank you. It's always gratifying to hear from people like ePatient Dave when he talks about the positive impact on his health and his life that nurses had during his recovery. And of course, from something as serious as kidney cancer and coming back from all of the challenges associated with those treatments must have been very helpful to have good nurses helping him out. I was also lucky enough to catch up with Carrie Sparling of the sixuntilme.com blog. That's sixuntilme.com. And Carrie is another patient blogger. She's become a very vocal and positive advocate for practical solutions for diabetes patients. Let's hear what Carrie had to say when we talked with her about the benefits of social media to her care and to health professionals that she might be coming in contact with.
I'm talking with Carrie Maroon Sparling, and she's the author of Six Until Me, a patient blog for a patient who has diabetes. And Carrie's going to share with us a few things that she'd like to share with nurses about her experience with social media and maybe some things nurses can take away about what they can learn from things like patient blogs.
Just kind of jumping off from that, I think that patient blogs are really every healthcare provider's way of looking deep into the soul of people living with diseases. So if you want a real perspective on what it's like to live with a condition and all you see are maybe the lab results that come in, as a nurse, I mean, you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at the specifics of, you know, what's wrong with them instead of what the big lifestyle might be like. So I think reading patient blogs really gives you insight into what someone's really like, disease notwithstanding, but then also how it's all lumped together.
I know a lot of educational programs for diabetes are run by nurses, and I would expect blogs like yours have some of those little tricks, those little tweaks, those little things that help you get through your day that don't make it into a standardized educational program.
Well, when I was married in 2008, and part of finding my perfect wedding dress was finding a wedding dress that I could create a pocket to hide my insulin pump in. Now we're talking real social media. I mean, people can tell you what your blood sugar goal should be for the day of your wedding, but they don't actually tell you where to hide your pump in your pretty dress. So I think that patient blogging is showing real deal intricate moments of what it's like to live with a disease. Not just the numbers like we talked about, but more, you know, how do you actually get through the day? So you're wearing an insulin pump, but where do you put it during moments of intimacy? Where do you hide it in your wedding dress? How do you keep your two-year-old from grabbing the tubing and pulling it out of your body? Nurses, I think, should keep those things in mind when they're making prescriptions or even giving care suggestions to their patients, because they need to keep in mind the real life that happens outside of that maybe emergency care situation or even that doctor's visit.
And information like that's readily available in social media settings for them. They just need to know where to look.
Actually, just find what you need to Google, and you can Google the most ridiculous phrases, and you can still find exactly what you're looking for. There's something for everyone, for better or for worse. So,
great. Well, Carrie, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Clearly not the type of thing you'd hear in your standardized diabetes education program in your facility or your community centers, but certainly valuable information for a person living with diabetes, all found on Carrie's blog, Six Until Me. So there is a lot of valuable information available from patient blogs and forums related to specific diseases or disorders, and wonderful resources you can refer to your patients, as well as providing you, the healthcare professional, a wealth of information about what it's like to live with a particular disease, practical solutions, support from people online like ePatient Dave and Carrie Sparling can significantly improve the quality of your patients' lives. Now, in addition to patient bloggers like Carrie and Dave, there were several popular nurse bloggers there and podcasters as well, and I was really excited to get a chance to see all of them. I've talked with many of them on the phone, but never met them face-to-face in many cases, so it was great to meet those folks. And that includes Cora Vizcarra from infusionnurse.org. Cora's first trip to Blog World was, I think, very successful for her, and I suspect it will not be her last. Cora had some advice to share with me and with you about her thoughts on social media for nurses when I got a chance to sit down with her. Back with Blog World 2010, and I'm speaking with Cora Vizcarra, aka the Infusion Nurse. And Cora, you've been learning a lot about some of the different ways social media is interacting, both with patients, with physician blogs, with healthcare in general. What are some of the ways that you think nurses can best use social media as either as an educational tool, information for themselves, or networking?
I think you can use, first of all, I think nurses should at least understand that social media is not just for personal use. It's not just to put pictures for grandma and grandpa, but I think that they can use it as for professional development, a lot of educational materials out there, and also just to inform themselves, because patients now are more informed about social media and other things regarding their disease states. And I think, you know, we as professionals should at least be aware where the patients are getting the information. So we need to be a step ahead, if not at their side.
How are some of the things you've learned so far today changing maybe your perspective on what you're planning on doing with the infusionnurse.org blog or some of the other things you do on Twitter?
Well, this is such a nice experience for me. This is one of those conventions, non-nursing or non-medical conventions that I've been to, and a little bit overwhelming, but I think, you know, it just really made me realize that nurses are just so far behind in all this, and so I'm hoping that the things that I'm learning today, I could create a little bit more content and be more engaging so that people, you know, will come and read my blog.
We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Nurse Christina McMenemy blogs not about nursing, but about her trials and tribulations as a mom. Now, as a nurse with a background in labor and delivery, pediatrics, and telehealth nursing, she had a great deal to share with the listeners here of Nursing Notes Live and talk about her thoughts about nurses and the uses for social media. Christina McMenemy is a blogger from Ohio. She's a nurse. She also writes a mommy blog. But she's here talking about some of the things that she thinks nurses can get from social media. So, Christina, thanks for coming on the show. This is going to be for the Nursing Notes community for Johnson & Johnson. And we want to find out what you think other nurses could learn from being more actively involved in things like Twitter or Facebook or blogging and other forms of social media.
Well, I think a couple things, actually. One would be that being involved and seeing more in what patients are writing, I think can make you a better nurse, just because you are you're getting involved, you're seeing what they're going through from their side of things, and sometimes you don't realize that what you're doing when you're working with a patient may not be perceived by the patient as something that is either beneficial for them, or they may not understand why you're doing what you're doing. So seeing their response through their blogging, through social media, through their blogging and things like that, I think really helps with helping a nurse understand, you know, what is the patient going through, giving them a little bit more of a human side to them in some ways. I think the other big advantage of nurses being involved in social media is that the nature of the business changes so fast. Healthcare is always such a fast-moving industry, and a lot of times, just because you know, your hospital's keeping up with the basics of what's new, doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting all of the what's new, and sometimes seeing what other nurses are doing or other things that are working in treatment at other facilities might inspire you then to seek change at your own facility, so that you can actually improve conditions there, improve patient outcome, improve even just patient happiness. So I think both of those are both valid reasons for nurses to get involved in social media.
Is there one place that you find a lot of information as a nurse in social media locations? Is there particular blogs, or do you use Twitter more than other things, or Facebook?
In regards to nursing, probably I use Twitter a lot, and also just reading a lot of different nurse blogs. There's so many I can think of off. I don't want to just name one and single them out, but there are so many nurse blogs that I go to and that I read, just because they all have such unique and different perspectives.
I know that when I read other nurse bloggers, I am always struck by how common all of our experiences are.
That's true. Yeah, they are. It's whether you're working in emergency room or labor and delivery or you know, end of life care or anything. It's amazing to see just how there's still some commonality in all of us, and that, you know, we have such different jobs and job duties, but it always boils down to just, you know, taking care of the patient, helping them with whatever they're going through.
Christina, where can we find your blog, in case some of the listeners might want to check it out?
My blog is A Mommy Story. You can find it at www.amommystory.com.
Great. Well, we'll have to check that out. And thanks for sharing some of your thoughts with the other nurses that are listening.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting me talk for a bit.
Finally, I was excited to get a chance to chat with Lori Shaunley. She's a nurse educator, a researcher. She has an active blog on correctional nursing, and I was able to sit down with her briefly and talk about some of the things she's involved with, including an upcoming podcast where she'll be doing interviews and segments on the trials and tribulation of correctional nurses. But Lori also really did a great job of summing up the importance of nurses and their involvement in social media, their awareness of what's going on the web for information for their patients, and nursing practice and social media in general, when she and I got a chance to chat on the exhibit floor at Blog World. We're in the exhibit hall at Blog World Expo, and I'm here with Lori Shonley from correctionalnurse.net. And we're talking about nurses and social media. And Lori, you were part of the social media healthcare track yesterday. And what were some of the things you took away from the discussions about social media, patient care, nursing?
Well, it was really an awesome program, Jamie, and I really took away the opportunity through social media to really connect up the groups, both medical, nursing, even we had the pharma component in there, as well as patients, to really look at moving healthcare in our country and around the world to the next level.
And what do you think is the next step? I mean, we talked a lot about a lot of different things yesterday with the different groups that were there, but what's the next step for maybe the nurse that's out there that wants to become a little more involved in this type of a movement where it's really an online discussion between all of the stakeholders?
Well, I think for the nursing profession, the next step for so many of us as nurses is to just explore social media. I think that it's a whole new world, a sort of an alternative world for many people. And just to get in there, as you and I did a ways back, and to connect up with the nurses that are out there and the movements that are going on and really add their voice to it. So for a lot of people who are listening, it might be just getting involved in some of the key areas such as Facebook and Twitter. But for those of us who are involved, I think taking the conversation, again, moving that conversation along, we've had a face-to-face here, and so now with the, I think we have a hashtag of SocHealth that we can now use to continue the dialogue out in the different channels that we have in social media.
And that's really the important thing, is that this discussion doesn't end when the conference is over. So many nursing conferences, while you may develop friendships, the discussions held there have to wait until next year. Whereas in this type of setting in social media, we're all connected pretty much all the time.
That's really true, and I think that's what I have learned in my couple of years. I'm still really a newbie in social media, but my couple of years involved is that it's a continuous conversation. And I know that I have nurse colleagues now from every walk of life and every specialty area, and they also come to know, from my perspective, what correctional nursing is all about. And I think, again, that just expands the opportunities for the profession of nursing.
What would you say to the nurse out there that may be thinking she might want to start a blog, but she's not sure if she has enough to say or what she would possibly talk about? What would you say to encourage that nurse to move forward and share her conversation like you have?
Well, first I would say that any nurse really has something to say, that there are other people out there need to hear. And there's now such an opportunity to really get into the conversation and into the dialogue because there are so many free platforms now available to do that in. So maybe as simple as Googling nurse blog and coming up with a few folks to follow, get some ideas of what they're talking about. I think it will spark some energy towards some things to say. And then just try it. I just got out and started. Just you start and it goes from there.
And I know that all the nurse bloggers I know, and myself included, and you, were more than happy to help anybody that wanted to come and, you know, get some pointers on how to start their own blog. I know that all the nurse bloggers would love to have another nurse blogger out there.
That's absolutely true. It's a very free and giving group, a very helping group. And those of you who have gone way before me, such as you, Jamie, and Kim Emergeblog, have been great mentors for those of us along the way. And we're very happy then to be mentors of others. So I would say jump in and join the conversation.
Yeah, nursing on social media isn't so different from nursing in general.
That's very true. That's very true.
Well, Lori, thank you very much. We'll look forward to correctionalnurse.net. And reading more from you. And I know you've got some podcasts or audio programs you're going to be creating soon.
That's true. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. It's Correctional Nursing Today. Thanks.
Thank you. Don't forget to check out the entire October issue of Nursing Notes, featuring a top 10 list of ways to give your career a digital makeover and a recent award the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future received from the National League for Nursing. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't forget to visit us on Facebook. Let us know if you have any questions. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.